Hey, welcome back. This is Jeremy, and you're listening to Edgecast Mini. Tune into our hottest podcast here at the Edge. Want to really be an encouragement to you in your walk with God, and just excited to be a part of this journey we're going through as we're reading through the New Testament to the end of the year. If you're not taking part in that, I would encourage you to do it. Also, we do podcast our youth services, and so you can tune in and grab a copy of that. Just a quick commercial plug for our youth services, which are going on right now. And so if you're looking for a little more meat or some encouragement to get you through the week, I would encourage you to do that and be a part of it. Today, I want to take us to the book of John. And really, what we're going to look at today is, as we're just kind of, maybe you're beginning your day and you need some thoughts to get you focused. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about Jesus. And not in the normal way. I think when we picture Jesus, many of us have very different views of what Jesus really looked like when he was on this earth. Unfortunately, a lot of movies and cartoons and things about Jesus portray him in kind of a weird, spooky sort of way. But, you know, the fact is that Jesus was God in the flesh, but he also lived life on earth as a human being. He was God, you know, who had poured himself out into human flesh, and so because of that, he went through every feeling that we could go through, and in a lot of ways even more, because he dealt with so much tragedy and so much hardship in his life, so much pain in the crucifixion and everything else. So he's more than able to understand every feeling and that we go through, every hardship and pain. And I want you to, imagine how he must have felt knowing that he was going to become a sacrifice for our sins. You know, and not only did he live life as a human, but because he experienced that, that gives us the knowledge that he can give us comfort and give us strength to get through the things that we're facing today because he completely understands us. God wants us to know him. And he sent Jesus because he wanted us to have a relationship with him. I think how Jesus must have felt. John 12:27. Imagine how he must have felt when he was facing a difficult time in his life, and he's trying to gather the strength to be bold and be strong. And Jesus says, "Now my heart is troubled." If you look in Matthew and Mark in the same story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, right before he's crucified, he's seeking God, looking for strength and comfort. And he says, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." And yet, despite being so troubled and really under a lot of anxiety and stress, he suddenly becomes firm and bold, and he says, "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this very reason I came to this hour." Wow. Now imagine that. I mean, he's facing the worst part of his life. He looks like he's so even discouraged, and suddenly there's a boldness and strength. Well, obviously, his strength came from God. His strength came from his relationship with his heavenly Father. Jesus was afraid. You know, he was worried about the road that was ahead of him. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, he spoke to God, expressed his heart and his feelings to God. And in the same way, you and I want to let you know, we can turn to God for strength just the way Jesus did. That as we express ourselves to him, God will give us the strength to carry on. Whatever you're facing today, whatever your workload is like and the different parts of your life, listen, don't just walk through it and be stressed. Turn to God. Don't just let those things weigh upon you and burden you down. Express it to God and let him give you the strength and the boldness that you need to fulfill his will for your life each and every day.